Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NAREIT Podcast. I'm NAREIT Editorial Director Alan Kenny. Join me on the phone today to discuss the impact of Federal Reserve's monetary policy on the REIT market is Haendel St. Juste, Senior REIT Analyst with Morgan Stanley. Haendel, how are you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Appreciate you coming on. So, you know, I mean, up to this point, can you just maybe explain how the, you know, so-called easy money policies or quantitative easing policies that the Fed has employed, how have those benefited REITs?
Sure. Well, it's pretty clear that the past couple of years of slow but steady economic growth and low interest rates have proven to be a near idyllic backdrop for REITs. The sector's outperformed the S&P each of the past 3 years and four of the last five. Low borrowing costs have proved a boon to income statements from a cost of financing perspective, as well as a boon to asset values. There's a very direct correlation between the cost of and availability of debt and asset cost. You tell me how much I can borrow and at what rate, and I'll tell you how much I'm willing to pay for a real estate asset.
Indications are that Ben Bernanke's recent discussion of tapering off the quantitative easing policies caused that sell-off in the REIT market that we've seen in the last month or so. Can you explain why?
Sure. You know, I think over the past month, we've seen a clear rush to the exits by some of the more skittish, shorter-term investors who I deem to be mostly non-dedicated. The stocks were down about 15% from the time period from Bernanke's speech in late May to June 21st. I think it again points to the fear of higher financing costs, as well as more directly higher borrowing costs and the relationship with cap rates. There is a very direct linkage between the cost of real estate assets and REIT stock prices, and so the linkage that people fear is higher borrowing costs lead to higher cap rates, which leads to lower real estate values, which leads to lower stock prices.
All right, now that makes sense. And we've seen REITs outperforming in the low interest rate environment. I mean, are there any signs out there that REITs can still perform in a tighter rate environment?
Yes, actually, you know, we've gone back and we've analyzed about 20 years of data, and you know, we find that investment in the sector can work in a rising rate environment, as these periods are typically associated with improving economic growth and credit conditions, as well as earnings and dividend growth. These two latter factors have historically proven sufficiently resilient to overcome the impact of higher benchmark yields. For instance, in the period from 2004 to 2006, a period marked by steady rate increases, REITs actually outperformed the S&P by 500 by over 40 percentage points. In fact, our analysis shows that credit conditions matter more to REIT equity prices. Or said differently, rate increases in isolation do impact REITs, but credit spreads matter more. We found that REIT equity prices are about twice as sensitive to shifts in credit spreads as they are to moves in broader benchmark yields.
Okay, so then what are some of the indicators that investors should be watching to gauge how rising interest rates are impacting the REIT market?
Sure. I think you'll see a few things. First, on the external growth front, I believe you'll see a continued slowdown in acquisition and development volumes. I think, again, the fear there is higher borrowing costs and the correlation to real estate values. At some point, cap rates will go up. And on the financing front, I think you'll see companies want to lock in funds sooner rather than later. If you had any inkling of, for instance, issuing equity 6-12 months down the line, I think you pull that forward a bit. You've also seen companies enter into forward equity arrangements. And then lastly, I think you'll see companies move down to the shorter end of the curve where costs are obviously lower. So as opposed to a 10-year, maybe you're looking at a 5- or 7-year term.
All right. Well, Haendel, I really appreciate your time this morning helping us sort all this out.
Thank you, Alan.
And thank you all for joining us, too, for the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny.